Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
Micah, it's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
I'll take it.
That was good.
I'll take it.
Just change up. Just a change up for the day.
I take it.
Jerry Jones style. Micah,
you gonna miss
welcome to the 414.
Oh my gosh, who's going to do 414 Hour at 4? Because, you know, a little bit behind the scenes here. And again, this is Kyle Bruston Nortman here on ESPN Milwaukee, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. Make sure y'all give us a subscribe and give us a thumbs up as well and keep that chat going. You can also hit us up on the Carbless Talking text line at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line where Liss is more. So I'm going to be gone, and Brad's going to be gone.
When?
In September.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Brad, the baby's going to come at some point.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Where are you going?
Are you?
Well, that's when you go to Lisbon?
Yeah. And so.
Interesting.
So that means Ben and Strove.
That's going to be an interesting
show. For the
first time. Wow.
For the first time that they're going to be doing a show together.
That's
going to
be like. It's like an unchaperoned field trip. We did
plenty of Scalzo and Bruss back together back in the day, but never this show.
You've grown since then. You used to have this affinity and love for Ben Bruss because you really didn't know who he was, but now that you work with him every
day. No, I love him more now.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like you'd be scared. Ben's
a vulture, man. Like, the closer you get to him, the more you love him.
You get closer to vultures and you love them?
I don't think that's true. Vultures
I don't
kill.
Think that was the right word.
Vultures are the big birds that
God,
like
is that going to be the dumbest show in America when it's just the two of us?
That's going to be fascinating. You're going to do faux-one-faux?
It would probably be me, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, I was curious about that.
Big shoes to fill, me and
huge,
Kyle.
Huge.
Big shoes.
All right, Jerry.
Delusional. Wow. Strofe is very delusional as well. I just want you to know.
What was that about?
Well, because hearing that you thought that you were the best, like the most exciting person, the MVP at the wedding.
I didn't.
You said that. You said it multiple times.
Just own it.
Yeah. Why would you say it?
But here's the thing. I often say things I don't believe.
You're going to lose honesty, core value of the company.
Let them know.
Our audience, KBN Nation.
I don't like KBN Nation. Here,
so you're deceiving them.
KBN no, not Nation. Them. Not them.
Oh, who, us?
I don't remember saying I was the MVP. Allegedly, I said it.
No, you said
it. When did you allegedly say it?
Saturday night.
After he went to another wedding. And after that other wedding, he hung out with some folks and was still talking about Ben's wedding because it was fantastic.
Well, people asked me about it.
I was the MVP, dude.
I was wearing a suit when I went out. It was Joshy DiMaggio, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, Joshy.
Oh, happy birthday, Joshy.
But we did a little birthday gathering for him Saturday night. I got out there rather late, just wanted to make an appearance. So I showed up in a suit in a dive bar. Good look for me.
It is a great look. Always a great look.
Apparently, at some point during the evening, I may have mentioned that.
Apparently.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Strofe, it's you.
It sounds like
you are the capital D.
Here's the thing. It definitely sounds like something I would say.
Yeah.
I don't stand by it.
We sent a video to dance with the bride.
Would you at least say that you would be in the all-star starting lineup of the wedding?
Good question, yes. Of guests, yes.
Yeah, like the starting five all-stars.
Are we eliminating the... So eliminated is the bridal party?
No. Not part of it. Yeah. Just the bride and groom. The bride and groom are
the team captains.
I'll say
yes.
Me and baby girl, we're all stars. I'm gonna tell you that now. Me and baby girl's all stars.
Well, if they were all stars, then I definitely was.
Wait, you're saying you and baby girl are taking up 40% of the starting lineup?
Dude, Strofe told you he saw more rump.
You ain't no
baby girl.
I don't wanna put you ain't no Frank Kaminsky.
Listen, I was getting down. I was on the mic. Not once, but twice.
You took the mic?
The guy came
they
around.
Just gave it to him.
And thank you. You don't
what song was it?
You don't do that. It was an old
Get Low
song.
By Lil Jon.
Get Low
was
one, and then there was another one as well. I mean, what can I say? They don't get past the mic to somebody ain't got vibes, right, Bradley?
That's what they do.
So I don't say, Brad, you were there.
I wasn't there for that part. I had left already.
You were there when I grabbed the mic. You didn't hear my voice.
Brad actually in the running for LVP.
Yes, I would say at least a
probably.
Fun guy.
But I sat on Ben's side at least for
it's,
the wedding
it's
itself.
Very true. You were loyal. Very, very loyal.
I don't know how that works. And the ushers didn't do their job, so I don't blame. I blame them. No accountability for me on that.
That is okay, but I do want to hear because we want to get back into the conversation here on ESPN Wisconsin. Kyle, Brustin, Nortman, Brad, you played in NFL locker room, and we're talking about excitement as fans, right? If the Packers trade for Micah Parsons, how excited we would be, and how it would impact us, and we think this team could be, you know, going from a top 10 team of having a chance to being a real top 3 or top 4 contender, and the excitement is here, but. Brad, you play in the locker room. Have you ever experienced being able to acquire a player that can be a game changer? And what does that do to a locker room? Does it make statements? How does it make y'all feel?
Yes, it's an enormous impact, Kyle, because we here in sports media, the fans, feeling the excitement of what would be a marquee addition to the Green Bay Packers. But let me just tell you that excitement translates to inside the locker room. So two times in my NFL career, and I would consider this basically like an in-season trade, right? Because you make trades in the offseason, maybe get some free agents. Getting Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney, exciting in March, but by the time you get to training camp, it's just kind of old news. But when it comes to in-season trades, those have a different feel. You can almost like taste them when you're in the locker room. Because twice in my career, we had that. I played for the Panthers in 2015, the year we went to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Mid-season trade for new Hall of Famer Jared Allen.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, Jared Allen came to the team, and immediate impact, right? So he wasn't the elite player that even he was sort of earlier in his career, but incredibly productive and a huge impact on our team. When we made that trade, we were already good, already still undefeated, but there was a messaging, right? There was a messaging to the team that we are in it to win it. This is the year. We're not messing around, and we're willing to do anything to go ahead and make that happen. And when he showed up, there was a palpable shot of life, a shot of energy, and an adrenaline rush that we looked around. And not only did you see that guy that used to play across and be like, that dude's a dude, it was the messaging from the team. There was excitement, and you could build that into the season and the rest of the year. Same thing in Jacksonville 2017. Playing for Jacksonville, we're very good. We end up going to the AFC Championship that year, and the team wants to bolster the defensive line. You go out there and you trade for Marcell Dareus, who was an all-pro at the time as well, on the defensive line. Same thing. When we saw that trade come down from the rumor mill and actually happen, and then we see Marcell in the locker room, we look at it and say, these are the kind of dudes that are the ingredients of a championship run. So when you do these midseason trades, which I would consider this, the season technically hasn't started, but this is a in-season type of seismic adjustment that would occur to the Green Bay Packer roster. It sends a message to the players that this is it. We are championship ready, and you are championship caliber. It's a shot of life, a shot of adrenaline, and that excitement is something that you can carry over into the season. So yes, we feel it on these airwaves. Of something that, if this happened, it would be game-changing. We'd be excited. I can assure you, the players feel the exact same way.
See, the thing I'm most jealous about, and I love that, because this Green Bay Packer football team, I as the question was asked to Goody today, do you believe the Packers are one player away? It depends on who the player is. And the player is Micah Parsons, and yes, the Green Bay Packers are one player away. And so, for me, I'm very jealous of your story. Not because you play in the NFL and, you know, my dream never came true, which you lived out my dream. But the fact that you played for organizations who both aren't...
It's kind of a strange thing to say to another grown man.
You lived out my dream.
Yeah.
Did he not live out your dream, too?
No offense, Brad. I never dreamt of being a punter.
Oh, come on.
Damn!
Dang, dude.
That's crazy. I would have took long snapper to make it to the NFL. Dude, listen, if I made it to the NFL, I'm in the NFL. Oh, really? What do you do? I long snap. I'm great at what I do.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah, hell yeah. I don't care. He got nice checks, too, for swinging his leg. That's all he had to do. But the reason why I'm jealous is because you played for two organizations in the Jags and the Panthers who aren't perennial powers, right? They've had their ups, and they had a lot of downs as well. But what they did was they capitalized on the opportunity. They seized the opportunity because they understood how difficult it is just to get to an NFC championship game, just to get to an AFC championship game, just to be as good as they are because they aren't always good. See, I feel like the Packers, even as an organization, are so spoiled by being a very good organization and a very good football team year in and year out that it keeps you from taking swings. So hearing during the season, the team that went to the Super Bowl with the Panthers that finished the regular season 15-1, and at the time when they swung the trade for Jared Allen, y'all was undefeated. You were undefeated. And a team that was undefeated, routing other teams that had a really good defense, said, we still want more. We still want more. That mentality I love. The AFC, talking about the Jags. The Jaguars were very good that year. And still they said, you know what? We got a good defense. Y'all had a good defense.
Yeah, Saxonville.
Very good football team. But you know what they said? They said, well, we want to try to solidify this roster because we want to make sure we can get past the Patriots. Now, y'all didn't. You know, ended up, you was up and you fell. But they did everything they could. They exhausted everything. They turned over every rock. Nothing's unturned because they wanted to try to solidify their football team to try to win a championship. So I am jealous of the fact that you play for organizations, though they're not great organizations, consistency, but they went for it. This can be an opportunity for Goody to actually go for it. This is his chance to say, you know what, fellas, I believe in us, and I'm going to bring somebody who checks all the boxes of what I like. Youthful, check. Up and coming. Really arrive. Check. Best years ahead of him. Check. And when Goody evaluates these guys and he takes that swing like he did in free agency last year and it looks like potentially again this year, he always hits. This is a chance for him to hit, but hit big. Hit like no other GM in Green Bay Packer history has. Reggie White was great, but he signed him. Charles Woodson was unexpected, but we signed him. We drafted Clay Matthews. Trading. Giving away capital. In order to get a guy like this would be different. It would be absolutely different, and I promise you the Green Bay Packers wouldn't regret this one bit.
No, they wouldn't. And, you know, you just think about the Green Bay Packers, and, you know, just hearing you talk, Kyle, comparing the Panthers and the Jags, who had blips of success knocking on the door, and the Panthers, we got there but didn't win the game, compared to the Packers, who are just a perennial success, good to very good, and sometimes great when they win Super Bowls. At some point, not only is Ed Policy coming in, new president, new sheriff in town, creating a new sense of urgency, maybe a more pressure in the environment, but I just wonder if even Brian Gutekunst says to himself, like, a move like this, you shouldn't do every year. This is a once-in-a-career type of move, but at some point, you got to say, listen, I got to do something a little bit different. I mean, we're good. We're making the playoffs. We might win a game or two, but at some point, as far as discomfort and roster construction, got to do something a little bit different. And when there is an opportunity, you strike and you go for it. This is a career-defining move. And he did this one other time. He did this one other time that was trading up to get Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. That is a career-defining move for Brian Gutekunst. That gamble worked out for him. You shouldn't gamble all the time. As far as when it comes to roster construction and looking at, you know, how I'm going to build a perennial championship team. But when you do, when you place that bet, you go all in. And this is an all-in moment.
I love it. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talking text line where less is more. Also, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. Give us a like. Give us a subscribe. But Brad just says something. Go for it. KBN Nation, do you want Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of the Green Bay Packers, do you want him to go for it? Because where there's smoke, there is fire. And I'm saying this right now. I believe, and Brad, I think you do as well, and Strofe as well, we believe Goody is actually having conversations. We believe that the ball may not be in Goody's court. It may be in Jerry Jones' court down in Dallas. Goody has done what he needed to do, and if he needs to up the ante, then go ahead and do that. But I believe that these rumors are true, and I believe that the Green Bay Packers are truly trying to improve and trying to get this team over the top. But do you believe that the Green Bay Packers will finally pull the trigger and make it happen? 800-990-3776. That is the topic of conversation today because, again, yesterday it was a tweet by somebody on Twitter named Ricky. What is this, Ricky the dog?
Pretty Ricky?
Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky, who has had rumors before that came true. And there was a rumor.
Bark,
indeed. And there was a rumor that came true, you know, last year, but then he popped out a random rumor saying not only are the Packers in trade conversations with the Cowboys, and he gave what the Packers may give up in multiple first-round picks and some other later-round picks or mid-round picks.
A lot of specifics.
But also he said $45 million per year. And so with that, we saw Kay Adams from Up in Adams podcast tweet out, OMG guys, or you guys.
You guys.
You saw John Coon.
Hold on. Before we move on from Kay Adams, how do you think the "you guys" was like interpreted? Did you take it as like, "Hey, you guys," or did you take it more like, "You guys"?
No, I took it as like she does, right? She does. You guys. You guys.
Hey, Brad, how'd you take it?
You guys.
So more like, "Hey, you guys."
Yeah. Well, I thought of more
not
like
the Goonies necessarily. Kay Adams ain't quoting Goonies.
No.
Are you sure? She might be.
Maybe.
I think she would add more vowels. Guys.
Oh, sure. I hear you.
Yeah. Okay. I just thought
it was "you guys," pure. "You guys."
I thought it was more like a "you guys." You know how when people and women sometimes get excited? "You guys." Like she knows something. She knows something we don't know.
There's nothing quite like a cryptic, coy tweet.
Why though? Why? And then not say nothing else.
Yeah, follow up, Kay.
Come on now.
Come on, Kay.
Why would you put that up? Kay, I swear, Kay Adams, listen.
Hey, what do you know, Kay?
Well, if you just said "you guys" or something else, bad timing. Bad on you. Yeah. John Kuhn as well. Don't play with our hearts.
Yeah. Ain't right.
Ain't time to troll
us. You
got
a platform now.
We have a platform. Or they have a platform. We have a platform. But I don't have the insight they have. So, yeah. You guys.
Hey, you guys.
Sophie's so weird. But Brad in Milwaukee, does Goody have to do it?
Oh, man, he has to do it.
Why do you
absolutely
say
absolutely 100% has to do it.
Why do you believe he
because
has
how
to
many
do
times,
it?
How many times as Packer fans have we watched the GM not go out and make that one free agent move, not make that one signing, that one trade that would have put us over the line? 6-7 years we've been Super Bowl contenders. It's all falling apart. We have the chance. We have to go and get it. Make the trade.
I'm with you, Brad.
It's pretty convicted right there.
Brad, do you believe in this, Brad?
You guys.
You guys?
Hugo Stroke.
You guys.
No, we're not doing this.
You guys.
No, we're not doing that. Don't say "you guys" unless you know something's good. If it ain't nothing good, don't say that.
Hey, you guys.
Oh, gosh. He's here. Strofe's moody. I don't know if you forgot about this. He's moody. So earlier today, he had his hoodie on. He's leaning. Somebody on YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube said, "Look at Eminem over there. Why is Strofe looking like Eminem with his hood?"
I always wear a hood. You guys can back me up on that.
No. You wear a hood, but you know, you can. His temperament and his attitude. I think he's drained.
A little sassy.
He is. He's emotionally drained from this up and down. He's drained right now. He's donezo. He needs to get one of them energy drinks.
I would just say I'm a little sassy. Yes, I would agree with.
Yeah.
What do we do to you other than talk about some great content?
You took away the normal driver of our ship.
Well, I didn't take away anybody. What do you mean?
Are you talking about Jared? Brewer's Math? Driving the ship?
No, I'm talking about Benny.
I didn't do anything.
I've got to run a little bit of a tighter ship around here.
Oh, wow.
Drains me faster.
Are you saying that Kyle's a blind captain?
I would say Kyle needs a little bit more direction than Ben typically
does. I go with the flow, baby. I go with the flow.
I mean, it's 4:18 and we haven't taken a break.
I'm about to send us to break. If KB and Nation, you want to talk, we're going to get to our partners because we love our partners. But this is about you. It's not about me. It's not about Brad. It's not about Strofe. It's about KB and Nation.
It's about you guys.
shut up. You know what? You know what it's about next? The Wheel of Strofe next. So make sure you guys, as in Strofe, has something good. This is Kyle Brustin Norman. We'll be back with Wheel of Strofe.
Wheel of Strofe!
Hey, you guys!
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm sorry that I don't want to touch Ben's Peter.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Radio.
In Green Bay, baby. This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, and we have been talking about the news story of the day as there have been rumors out there about Micah Parsons potentially coming to Green Bay and that our general manager, Goody, has an offer on the table. And I do believe, and Brad does believe, and so does Alex Strofe, is that there are real conversations taking place to potentially have a move for Micah to come to Green Bay. Now, we have the Wheel of Strofe, so Strofe, it's going to be good. Yesterday was bad. Well, he had one. He wasn't prepared yesterday. He said,
You gave me 3 minutes yesterday.
No.
We did one topic.
No.
Talked about Graham Mertz. That was it.
Time out. Wait a minute. Yesterday was what day?
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. So what does Strofe have to do between 8:30, because I'm assuming you get here at 8:30 or 9 o'clock. What does he have to do between 8:30 and 2 o'clock every day?
It's time for the
Wheel of Strofe.
And he says I'm sassy. He gave me 3 minutes for the segment yesterday.
Is Wheel of Strofe not a segment you do every day?
Yeah, I mean,
how is it my fault that it was, that you viewed it, you, by the way, you, not me. I didn't say it was bad. So you said it was bad. You allowed me one topic.
Brad told you it. Brad gave it to you. You only had 3 minutes to do it. We had more than 3 minutes to do it.
We had to get to John Anderson. Sick of your attitude. Lose it. Who are you talking to like that? Not me.
Can we just all agree Strofe is a little tense for it to be such a great day?
Yeah.
It is a great day.
A little sassy.
Great day to be alive.
Did the Taylor Swift Wednesday conversation not go well yesterday at home? Is this what this is about? Did Taylor Swift just ruin my life you?
Ever since the Taylor Swift news broke, Strofe's been sassy.
That's what it is. Oh, it is red.
It's red. He's knocking out push-ups.
I should do push-ups as well. Baby girl's been working out really hard, and I can't
have
a baby. Brad, it'll only take me 20 seconds, so have fun.
20 seconds. Well, Kyle, we don't need the sound effects. We don't need the sound effects. That's too much. And he did say, watch out, world. Baby girl's getting ready for that wedding. That's all Kyle Wall said.
Just wanted the world to know as I knocked out those 15 push-ups, I said, oh, wow, good for baby girl. While I was mid push-up.
I'm dead serious.
Baby girl's getting after. I respect that.
Y'all know how I am about spending money. I made it real. Honesty. She had a gym membership. She was kind of using it, but she wasn't. And I said, baby,
cancel.
I told her, you got 2 months to prove to me we need it. Now, again, that's what you do in relationships. Sometimes you got to be tough loving. I didn't feel like she used it enough. I said, baby, we keep it at $100-something in our pocket. We're going to buy a gym at home. We're going to be good. And then, the engagement happened. She said, I'm getting me a membership. I said, okay, well, go ahead, do it.
Do you feel She's compelled to turn it up a notch because baby girl's getting after it?
Oh, yeah. She inspires me, man.
That's adorable.
I'm so serious.
That's going to be a good marriage.
Because baby girl already, y'all know baby girl. She already looked good and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, damn, girl. Like, wait a minute now. I can't. You ain't going to upstage me at my wedding.
Oh, come on, Kyle.
Upstage me at my wedding.
Motivation. I got to match how good she look, baby.
You should take those classes with her. You get your butt kicked.
Hell no. I ain't doing Pilates.
Dude, you will get your butt kicked.
I know. I ain't doing Pilates.
You're quivering.
Yeah.
Oh, it's blue.
Oh.
It was really close,
though. It was red. You got to get some of that. Because he's been up and down. He's like, I'm back, baby. And then all of a sudden, he was sulking again.
What are you talking about? When was I sulking? Brad, is he okay?
Well,
I think he's projecting.
I think I got a lot of emotions going on here to my left, Kyle Wallace, and to
I'm
the right.
I'm positive.
Yeah.
You hear that hesitation?
You also said you'd smack the taste out of Strofe's mouth.
Well, full disclosure,
that's a little aggressive.
In between the break, remember, he cut me off going to break.
He did.
And then in my ear, he called me everything but a child of God, and I told him.
Why did I do that? Now you're making stuff up.
Madison Hayes, 24. Did Strofe or did he not call me everything but a son of God? The words he used when he called me, did he call me, oh my gosh,
he did. He did. He's been very sassy to everyone. Everyone's talking about it.
Deserve subtle criticisms. Was this on air when he was on air?
He's been in my ear, off air. And that's why
He told me to get out of the studio.
See? I told him.
Kyle to slap the taste out of my mouth.
I was being sassy.
And I didn't say taste. I told him I'd do something else. Keep talking. He's crazy. I'm sassy, too, so I don't do well with sassafras. So now, what does blue mean?
Man, this whole Taylor Swift thing is the domino effect. The ripple effect is unbelievable.
I feel bad for any man that has to deal with whatever.
By the way, you made it worse. Because my girl was mad at you, and I got the brunt of it.
What did Kyle do?
Kyle talked about them getting divorced for an hour yesterday.
Oh.
In my defense,
Homer, she said, you work with an insecure man and you didn't step up and you didn't stand up for the billionaire. And I'm like, you want me to stand up for a billionaire? I think she's fine.
Hey, listen, poor people problems.
Did you see that this happened weeks ago?
I assume so.
It happened the day the podcast came out, I guess.
Oh. Wow. Before or after? Oh, but never mind.
I think it was after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
It came up.
Dang.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't live with a Swiftie. She didn't care. Now, had it been Beyonce, nah, I would have shut my mouth.
Oh, she's a beehive? Ooh. You didn't shut your mouth, though. We talked about Jay-Z and Beyonce, and you talked about how she's been getting cheated on, and she stayed with him.
You're lucky you weren't with Baby Girl.
Get divorced.
You're lucky you weren't with Baby Girl back when Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. Boy, you probably would have felt the impact of that. Not saying anything about you, but saying that
yeah.
ruffled feathers.
Hell yeah. Beyonce would have had, she would have had everybody thinking about who the hell is Becky with the good hair. She would have asked me, Becky. I said, baby, I don't know
it
no Becky.
Still
Becky's.
Is a mystery, isn't it?
I don't know no Becky.
I don't know who. I don't know.
I don't know no Becky's.
I don't know no Becky's. I don't. That's what I'm going to say. I don't know any Becky's.
All right.
What's blue?
We got blue. Feeling blue was Mecole Hardman as he was released from the Packers 53-man roster yesterday. Signed to the practice squad for Green Bay today, which I thought was an intriguing move for a veteran and Super Bowl champion in Mecole Hardman.
He had no other options.
Sure, but also...
Oh.
We think he's returning kicks come opening day, right? He'll be back. Who's going to return kicks for them?
We don't want
Jaden Reed doing it. We don't want Keyshawn Nixon doing it.
But then why not just keep on the 53?
Savion Williams is hurt, but they didn't put him on IR or the PUP list.
Maybe, just maybe, Goody is preparing a two-man trade for Micah Parsons, leaving a void roster spot. You'll get Micah, and you're going to get Mecole Hardman right back up there on the 53. You're just stashing him away for a minute.
Oh, Bradley.
Yeah.
He's literally just a veteran. Just in case people are hurt, they'll be able to move him up. That's what it is. And the fact that he signed with the Packers means that he had no options. He didn't get claimed. There were no options for him to go anywhere. I mean, yeah. I'm sure he maybe could have gone somewhere else on a practice squad, but a veteran like that being on a practice squad just means he wanted to stay as close to a team as anything he had an opportunity to be at.
He knows the playbook. And
It
does seem strange Mecole that there's Hardman. Not a clear-cut returner.
Yeah.
Keyshawn Nixon, just throw him back there. Let him just
his
thing.
I would say Keyshawn should be back there, but more than likely it's probably going to be Jaden Reed because his value is still high, but when you have another receiver with Matthew Goldman, you'd probably just put Jaden back there. And Jaden was good. He was definitely good.
Yeah, but do you want him back there? It's too valuable.
We don't have many options. I mean, I really want Savion to be back there, but Savion, I don't know.
Reed?
Yeah.
I don't think he's back to practice yet.
Jason asked him, and they were kind of like, oh, we'll be okay. We'll be ready for week one.
Okay. Maybe. Gonna need him.
Wheel of Stroke!
Dude, why are you so afraid of push-ups?
Yeah.
I want you to understand it was right here this time and right there last time. It was like a millimeter away.
Why are you afraid of push-ups?
Because they're annoying and I have to leave the radio.
There's 15 of them. Like literally 15 push-ups takes 15
Brad's
seconds.
Brad's going to stress his voice out again if we keep giving him 90 seconds uninterrupted.
Voice therapist told him he needs to talk more
anyway. His therapist. And then he
clarified. But this is on the high end of the ramp up.
Speaking of cut down ramifications... Taylor Algurzma, Sean Clifford both cut, the backup quarterbacks.
That's how you say it, Algurzma.
Algurzma.
Canadian.
One more time?
Canadian.
Why are you saying it like that?
Canada. Oh, Canada. You know, Canada. Algurzma. That's how they say it.
It's pretty good, actually. Clayton Tune, now the Packers practice squad quarterback.
Yeah,
they don't bring in
who?
Clifford. They don't bring in a girls, but you don't know who Clayton
Tune
is?
Clayton
Tune? T-H-U-N-E?
Nope, T-U-N-E, like you're singing a tune.
Well, yeah. Who did he play for before?
He's been all over the league. He's been in the league a long time.
They say he's gave up. So why did he waste a fifth-round pick on Sean Clifford?
Well, he's
on the team for a couple seasons.
Actually, I take it back. Clayton Tune's only entering his third season in the league. He was with the Cardinals last two seasons.
That's why
he played college football at Houston with Matthew Golden.
My cousin sacked him. That's why I remember that name. Mm. He sacked him in a preseason game. I was like, why do I know that name?
Okay.
In a preseason game. Let me hear. So we don't want Clayton on there.
And then finally, I have an update from Ben Brust.
Oh, wow.
He has not made any friends yet.
Good.
He should be. Keep him friendless.
Talking.
The only friend he should be focusing on is that wife of his.
Exactly. Well, I guess that's it for Will of Strofe. All right, fantastic. Wow. Brad, tell about your friends that you bank with.
Oh, I'd love to tell you about my friends at Bank 599. I tell you, when you got a friend that's bathed in trust and responsibility and knowing that that person or that place, they're going to do right by you. That's exactly what Bank 5-9 does. That's why I'm friends with them, and you need to be too. And not only just that, they've been named the top workplace for 15 straight years. They've just won a prestigious Community Choice Award as the best bank in the Milwaukee area. Bank 5-9 is just absolutely killing it on all different fronts, because when it comes to banking and your financial future, Bank 5-9 has you covered. They're a top local community bank that you can put your head on the pillow at night and know that your financial future, all the pillars of it, are taken care of by the people at Bank 5-9. Not only that, though, they focus on making lives better. That is their mission statement. Make lives better. What other bank has that as their mission statement? Nothing financial necessarily, but all about making lives better. They make the lives better of southeastern Wisconsin through volunteerism, charitable giving, so many different avenues that not only are they servicing their customers and their employees to the highest degree, but helping those who really need it here in southeastern Wisconsin. It's just another reason that Bank 5-9 is making lives better. See how Bank 5-9 can make your life that much better. Check them out today. Visit your local branches. There's 14 of them across southeastern Wisconsin. Or visit them at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
Will Michael Parsons be a Green Bay Packer soon? Well, we have a poll out there and a lot of texts at 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talking text line. We'll take a look at some of your texts, but we'll also take a look at the poll. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
What's going on? Ben, come on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You got to be better.
I'm at, but I'm giving it my all.
I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back.
Well, KB and Nason, while we're airing some grievances between Strofe and I, can we get some, like, more music than the regular rotation of music we have here? Why do you go into YouTube and play the same 10 songs?
He gave you Taylor Swift all day yesterday.
I didn't ask for Taylor Swift yesterday.
You asked for a change-up.
Yeah, no, I want new. There's new music that comes out every week. I was in a car listening to the radio and like, oh, I never heard this before. Give me some of the new stuff.
Wow.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin. You can watch the stream as live on YouTube by going to ESPN.
How about you identify the station correctly, and then you can pick the music?
I didn't mess up today, did I?
No.
Thank you.
Day's not over.
Hey, listen, I'm locked and loaded, baby. I'm locked and loaded. The award-winning ESPN Milwaukee. How about that? And this is the award-winning Kyle Bruston-Nortman. How about that? But also, KBN Nation, 800-990-3776. It's the Carbless Talking text line where Liz is more. And y'all have been blowing it up today so much. But in addition to that, we had a poll on ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. And let me tell you, I think I got like almost 200 votes on this poll in less than 3 hours. And it asked, will Michael Parsons be on the hashtag Packers? Brad, do you know what these results are?
I just looked. It's actually way higher than I thought.
62% said no. 62% did not believe, while 38% said yes. Brad, what does that tell you about Packers Nation?
It tells me that most people are erring on the side of being realistic, right? Even if there is desire, true desire, which I think there is from Brian Gutekunst, to pull this off, there's a lot of roadblocks, there's a lot of challenges, and you're dealing with a maverick, a renegade, in Jerry Jones. So it will be hard. I would say, if I'm going to actually put true percentage of likelihood on this, 10%. 10% chance this actually happens.
Yeah, so I like that. Percent-wise, Brad's putting 10% because this is, I think...
Let's say that. That's saying something, right? That is saying something for the biggest... This would be like the biggest trade... since Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. I mean, this is a massive,
huge.
Massive trade.
I mean, I think it's even bigger than the Aaron Rodgers trade, only because we kind of knew it was coming in. With this one, you're unsure, but Aaron Rodgers at the back end of his career. Russell Wilson,
yeah, this is
middle
prime.
Back end of his career. This is prime and still ascending. And for me, when I look at it from a Packers perspective, I think the Green Bay Packers, right, because that's the big thing, the big conversation to Packers, Goody, doing something that they've never done before. And when I think about that, when I look at it from a Packers perspective, I think that there's a chance, like from the Packers mindset, I think the Packers are all in. Like, I think the Packers are trying to make this happen. It comes down to whether or not Jerry Jones actually wants to move on from Micah Parsons, right? Does he really believe that this relationship can't be mended? Because the big thing, the big problem is that David Mogeta, the agent of Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones, clearly aren't seeing very eye to eye, where we heard where Jerry Jones asked Michael Irvin to get in a room with Micah Parsons so we can figure this all out, because he was mad because they, according to the history, there's a handshake deal made between Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons about what the agreement was going to be. Of course, the agent of Micah Parsons said, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know why you're talking to my player without me. No. And then the market changed. T.J. Watt got signed. Miles Garrett got signed. Things changed, right? And so with that, he was trying to get his guy paid. And so that was probably some tension made between the fact that they had a handshake deal, allegedly, and then Micah Parsons backed out. So for me, I think it's about a 35% chance. Actually, 40%.
That high?
There's a 40% chance that come next week at some point, Micah Parsons will be a Green Bay Packer.
Wow.
I believe Micah Parsons will be a Green Bay Packer.
So you think week one, 40% chance he's wearing green and gold against the Detroit Lions?
Week one, there is a 40% chance that he's wearing green and gold. I believe the rumors out there. I believe wholeheartedly that Goody has made conversations. There's been some talks between Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones and Goody, and I wholeheartedly believe that right now the ball's in the court of Jerry Jones. I think based off the way Goody was talking,
I agree that Goody seems to be the active agent in these discussions. Jerry Jones is such a renegade, though, to even put it that high.
Such a wild card.
Is Jaden Reed giving up number 11?
I mean, if he wants to, he can. But 800-990-3776. Phil in Cedarburg. It'll be our last call today from KBN Nation about Micah Parsons. Put a period on it, man. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm living the dream, brother. Living the dream. So, I have two things on Micah Parsons. Number one, I don't want him, number one, especially for what we got to give up. Our defense was not the problem last year, and it's not going to be the problem this year. It's going to be Jordan Love in the offense. Our defense is good and was good last year. I'm happy with our defense. I don't want some – but we're going to have to pay this guy, what, $50 million a year to rush the quarterback for – he gets injured for a handful of games a year, and he gets – who cares? Number one, guy. And number two, this is nonsense. This is just a pure nonsense discussion. There's no way Dallas is trading my...
I'm tired of it. Listen,
oh, wow. What a last call.
Phil, you're going to bring us down. But you know who never brings us down? Shout out to you, Phil. We love you. KBN Nation, we always love you. Home Slice. Yes, Homer from the Homer Hour will be joining us next here on Kyle, Brust, and Norman. Keep it locked. But before we go, y'all know I got to tell y'all about my windows. And I love my windows to the walls as well, because Universal Windows Direct, they have great quality windows for a great price as well. And right now they have a great deal going on where you can buy two windows, get two free, and there's no limit. If you got eight windows that need replacing, you only pay for four. It is that simple at Universal Windows Direct. And guess what? Be like me. You can get five whole years, no interest whatsoever. Yes, right now I'm paying $62 per month for 5 years for my excellent windows. They're built to perform. They have great technology, and I'm telling you, they will make your home feel so consistent on the inside. So don't wait. Call 414-410-2000 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Coming next is Homer from the Homer Hour right here on Kyle, Brust, and Norman.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dreadheaded brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Whip. Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Joplin to the basket. Oh, wow. He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle, Brust, and Norman.
Oh, baby, it's my favorite time of the week when Home Slice joins us here on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. Homer, Micah Parsons to the Packers.
Yeah.
What percent? I said 40. Brian said 10.
Zero.
You say
zero. It's all made up.
Come on.
It's just horrible. Jerry Jones isn't trading him. You can say whatever you want. If the guy isn't going to trade him, then it's all a joke.
Okay, do you think the Packers have reached out about it?
It doesn't matter. They can say whatever they want. They can say they really believe that they can say whatever they want. You can't make a trade if the other person isn't going to trade the player.
You don't. What about Micah Parsons laying on the bench?
Doesn't matter. And Jerry Jones owns him for 3 more years. Micah Parsons can't do anything. He don't want to play? Fine, don't play. Go back and get the quote of Jerry Jones. He can franchise him for 2 years after this year. Micah Parsons can do whatever he wants. He ain't playing football anywhere but for the Dallas Cowboys for the next 3 years.
But don't you think that
there's nothing left
Jerry
to think?
Losing patience, wanting to win, feeling the disrespect from Micah Parsons.
He doesn't want to win. He hasn't won in 30 years. He's the worst owner in the NFL as far as winning.
Oh, wow.
30 years he hasn't been in a championship game, NFC championship game. And an organization like the Dallas Cowboys, with all their history and all his history, he's got 3 rings. Worst owner in the NFL, and he's right.
Damn,
other owners
in
should
his
look
40s
at this.
The last time the Cowboys won a Super Bowl.
That's
no,
crazy.
Last time they have not been in an NFC championship game in 30 years.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He's rich and he's famous and everybody buys this garbage when he throws it out. He does what other owners should do. I don't know why they don't use the franchise tag. When Devontae Adams said, "I'm not playing," fine. Don't play. You're sitting out for the next 3 years unless you play for the Green Bay Packers.
But that's a cap hit against the team, against the guy that's not even playing, when maybe you could get some other assets to actually help your team.
There's no way you can get it, assets. He's going to play. You think he's not going to play? You think he's not going to play? He's going to sit out the whole year. One guy did it, I think, and Gabe Neitzel mentioned the running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, that worked out for him.
It did not work out well for him.
No.
It did not work out well.
Doesn't work out for anybody.
Well, I mean, for Michael Parsons, I just...
Oh, by the way, just so you know, we have 2 players. All right, 1 player was defensive player of the week in the NFC twice last year.
Adrian Cooper.
The other one, 0.
Wow, so you're saying you would trade Jordan Love for?
No, the 0 is Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons was not. He has been defensive player of the NFC 3 times in 3 years.
But, Homer.
None last year. Zero.
Defensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the week.
Yes, but Homer, he's been in the league 4 years. He's been a top 3 vote getter for the defensive player of the year 3 times.
Correct.
In 4 years.
Right, last year.
So I don't really give a damn about defensive player of the week.
Last week
he played 13 games and had 12 sacks.
Correct, okay.
Want to know how close Rashawn Gary's ever been to 12 sacks?
What?
Not close.
I didn't ask about Rashawn Gary.
Well, Rashawn Gary's your best pass rusher.
Did anybody mention Rashawn Gary? No one did. I mentioned Adrian Cooper, defensive player of the week, twice last year.
So are you saying Adrian Cooper has the potential to be a defensive player of the year in the NFL?
Yes.
Be disruptive like other player we've seen?
Yes. To the point where if I'm Goody, I don't got to do all this stuff about Micah Parsons. I got a young guy that I think can be that good.
Micah
I could be wrong.
Plays a more important position in D-line than linebacker.
Again, yes, he does. But again, you don't want a dominant player at any position, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he hasn't played 8 games.
Pressure. What?
He's played 8 games.
I know. And he was NFC defensive player of the week twice. You know how many times that's happened by a Green Bay rookie ever? Never. Only last player to do it was Clay Matthews. And he wasn't a rookie.
He's okay.
So yes. Homer is telling us that...
I'm telling you that Goody is comfortable with the people he's got
So you think this is all made up? You don't think Goody has made any calls? You don't think any of this is
true? I think that is somewhat made up. The biggest part is Jerry Jones ain't trading him.
If the Packers were to get Michael Parsons, what would that elevate them to in your mind?
It would make them better, of course.
Better?
Yeah.
Championship.
Are they a championship football team? Does that make them a championship team?
It makes him a contender, yes. One of the best teams in the league.
NFC? Better than the Lions?
Yes, I would say they may be better than the Lions now.
Wow.
Who's
the best team in NFC then?
And at Philadelphia. Philly? Yes.
Philly, yeah.
Do you don't think it makes it better than Philly?
Could help get them closer, yeah. But, you know, ask me how they'd be with Mahomes. Ask me how they'd be with Saquon Barkley. Ask me how they'd be with who's
Jamar
the best player in the league.
Chase.
Yeah, ask me about that. That makes about as possible.
Well, this is going to be an exciting Homer Hour. Homer always
There's
comes
no
in.
Homer Hour on yep. that.
You're not even going to comment on it?
Yeah, very little. The Brewers lost their closer
they
for
did.
Who
that
knows
is a big
how
problem.
Long.
Yeah, it looks
it's
like
a big problem.
For a while, maybe the playoffs. You'll get whatever
Homer wants. We will discuss Mahomes becoming the new quarterback for the Green Bay Packers in a deal.
You heard it. Homer Hour coming up next, 5 to 6. Who joins you on Wednesdays, Homer?
We have Rain Man and Jason Wilde.
You'll have so much more. This has been Kyle Brustin-Norman. We'll see you tomorrow.